Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm hosting our morning interview guest this morning, a well-timed one with that PSA that we just heard. In the studio, I have with me the executive director of Sitkins Against Family Violence, Natalie Wojcik. Thanks for being here, Natalie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, great to have you here. And also good to know, now that we heard that public service announcement, this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Yes, it is also Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month.
Amazing. I think we'll actually have some conversation about that perhaps tomorrow on the morning interview. Awesome. So yeah, good timing there. Well, we're here to talk, I guess, about that topic in sort of the other end of it, celebrating the people who do the work to support folks who experience, domestic violence and sexual assault and other traumas, which it's important to recognize that work and the way we can support each other in our communities. So we're here to talk about the Sitka Rose Awards. What is that? How did that get started?
Yeah, thank you. This is one of our favorite, positive things throughout the year. So the Sitka Rose Awards, we started it 3 years ago, and it was morphed from our older event called Honoring Women. So an award show. And we have also performers, and we're trying to uplift women and queer people in the community who uphold the values of safety, respect, and community. And we broke it up across three age groups: high school age, young adult, and adult, which are 35 years and older.
Okay, great. And it started, you said, as an Honoring Women event. And that, we were chatting before we came on the air, actually started quite a while ago, 1998. So this, some form of this event has been happening for quite a long time, a few decades. And I'm curious about what this, the reasoning behind switching from the Honoring Women event to this newer version, which is the Sitka Rose Awards, which started in 2024. You said this is the third year. So yeah, tell us a little bit about that shift.
Yeah, thank you. So Honoring Women, like you said, started in 1998, and it was SAFE's tradition of celebrating those who uplift others and make a positive difference in our communities. But we wanted to involve it into a more inclusive event where we were honoring a broader age range, like we talked about, but also those who do good deeds and do things for others that often go unnoticed. Some examples of that were like grandmoms who we were seeing in the community, raising their grandchildren, or just people like high school students at the school that were there as a safe, supportive person for other students. So we wanted to uplift those things as well. Honoring Women was a really beautiful event, and we're happy that we did it. But this just allows us to honor a broader group. And it also puts a little less pressure on our honorees. There's more honorees now. Before we had 4 to 5, and now we have 9 to 10 honorees. So they can show up and have fun without quite the pressure of making a huge speech. They can make a speech if they want to, but yeah, the pressure is a little bit lower at this event too.
And they can be at anywhere along their journey as far as community members and what they're doing in the world to make a difference. They don't need to have done huge giant things and be at the end of their career sort of thing.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so we have three awards, like we talked about: safety, community, and respect. And for each award, there's three honorees, one youth, one young adult, and one adult. So, and they definitely have a very large array of accomplishments or things that they have done that uplift these values. And then we also have one award that is kind of that lifetime achievement award, lifetime achievement award, called the Sitka Rose Icon. And that's the time where we uplift somebody who has had a long career of supporting others in the community in some way that has some kind of connection to the work we do at SAFE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I feel like this is the perfect moment for you to reveal who these honorees are going to be. I don't know if you want to start with the icon winner this year, but who are our honorees going to be this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So yeah, our Sitka Rose Icon this year is going to be Cheryl Vastola. Gosh, my words are just not coming out today. My apologies. Cheryl is a board member at SAFE and has been involved with supporting SAFE in other ways in the past too. So we're really excited to uplift her. And she's been involved in many other ways in the community. Mm-hmm. And then our other 9 honorees are Liz Zacher, Brianna Martin, Sadie Fitzgerald, Margot O'Connell, Dr. Valerie Waddell, Haley Steffes, Alice Ann Ricketts, Kate Plaisance, and Amara Johnson.
Amazing. Yeah. So I bet a lot of listeners out there at least know one of those people. So if they want to come out and support this amazing group of award winners, when should they come out? When is this happening?
Yeah, our event is happening next Friday, April 17th. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the event starts at 7 p.m. And we'll have a lot of performers to kick off the event and then throughout the night. We'll start with the Mount Edgecombe High School All-Stars group, and then we'll end with Nancy Neal's dance group. And they've come the last 2 years as well.
They kind of end at like a party. It's really
fun. They do. Yeah. They're super fun. Yeah. One of the highlights.
Yes. So in addition to getting to see these nominees receive their awards and maybe make speeches and be spoken about, there's also, right, dance happening. What else is going on?
Yeah, there's definitely like a wide array of different kind of performers. We have dancers. We have singers. I believe this year we have someone with a spoken word. So some surprises throughout the night.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. And then also there's going to be free dessert, food truck options for people to purchase from, a raffle. Tell me about all of that stuff.
Yeah. So like at the event itself, we'll have free dessert for everyone. But outside of the event and beforehand, the Donut Shack and the Fresh Fish Truck will be across the street in the Sitka Totem Square parking lot. So we really encourage people to go out and get dinner and maybe some pre-dessert before the award show starts. They're both really great supporters. And then we'll have raffle tickets for sale kind of throughout the event, but they're also for sale right now. We've done a raffle the last 3 years with a $1,000 cash prize for the winner, with the rest of the proceeds going towards just making this event possible. And tickets can be purchased online at safe.org. You'll see a link to the Sitka Rose Awards if you go to safe.org. And then on that page, there's a link to buy raffle tickets. You can also call SAFE at 747-3370 and they can connect you with me and I can get you tickets that way. And we'll also be at the grocery stores here and there selling tickets, or reach out to one of our board members if you know one, and they likely will have tickets to sell as well.
Oh, amazing. Lots of ways to get them, but certainly the Sitka Awards, Rose Awards is one way, event is one way to come and get the raffle tickets. Yeah. Great. And let's see, you mentioned that it's going to be Friday, April 17th. The doors open at 6, but the show starts at 7 and it's at the Sheikh Aquan Nakahiti. And then the tickets are bought at the door?
Yes.
And tell us about the cost.
The tickets are $10 at the door, but nobody would be turned away for lack of funds. So it's pretty loose. We just really want anybody who wants to be there to be able to be there.
Okay, amazing. So maybe if you have more than $10 and want to contribute more than the cost of the ticket to help someone else get in, do, and anyone can come in even if they don't have the $10 on them.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, great. Let's see. I think we also wanted to chat a little bit about some of the other aspects of it, the behind-the-scenes aspects of it, some of the volunteers that are involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have quite a few volunteers who have made this award show possible, including Ellie Campbell, who's done all of our tech stuff for us the last 3 years. She's been amazing. Mel Beadle, our past shelter supervisor, is coming back to host. She's been our host for the last 3 years, but now she's doing it in a different capacity as just someone who cares about this event. And then we've had lots of amazing community members and board members who like show up to set up and take down and really make it possible. Leo Jimmy, who works at Sheikh Aquan Nakahiti, he's like helped us decorate. He's like gone above and beyond his like job and really helped us. So we're really grateful for everyone who's like stepped up to make this like what we consider a really beautiful event possible. And then there's a lot of amazing donors. We will list them like during the award ceremony and thank them on social media, but a lot of really great businesses have gone to help us like give awards to the honorees and door prizes. Oh, and I need to really mention somebody really special, Rebecca Dannon from Ursa Prinz. She's designed our actual award and donated to that for us for 3 years, and it's really beautiful. She's really amazing.
Lovely. Yeah. Amazing. So if you too want to support SAFE, this organization, and the people that are receiving awards, actually coming out to the Sitka Rose Awards is one way to do it. And another way is to go to safe.org. There's places there to donate or to buy raffle tickets, or also I'm guessing to get involved if people are wanting to find out ways to be more involved with the organization. Is the website the best way to go, or should they call the phone number?
Yeah, you can definitely go on the website to see like ways you can get involved either with drug services or with our prevention work, and there's some links to sign up to volunteer, or you can always call SAFE at 747-3370 to learn more.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Well, I've been speaking with Sitkins Against Family Violence's Executive Director, Natalie Wojcik. Thank you so much for being here this morning, Natalie.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.